Well, I've always found Advent to be a rather important season for me. I'm a great one for new beginnings, so I've always treated Advent as a time for looking back at the past year and seeing events that have happened, seeing what went well, what might have gone a bit better, sometimes making a specific point of giving thanks for something that's gone particularly well and been a bit of a gift to me in some way or another, and then looking forward to see what might reasonably change in the new year and what expectations I might have, because there's always things that can be improved and always those niggling things that I'd like to change in my own life and in the way I work or pray. So it always gives me a chance to, if you like, end one chapter and begin another. But it's become rather more important this year, really, I suppose, because of my reflection on the year of St. Paul. I've become very aware of the idea of Paul's journey, an enormous journey, not just in terms of the thousands of miles he travelled in his missionary journeys, but that personal spiritual journey that took him from being a fairly obsessive Pharisee. He claims that in as far as the law could make you justified, he says, I was perfect. So he really enjoyed all that stuff about being a Pharisee, and he had to make this colossal spiritual journey, which was always cutting edge, wasn't it? Because when he was trying to learn what it meant to be Christian, he didn't even have the four Gospels written down to help him, let alone all those spiritual works and volumes of Christian spirituality and prayer that are there when we need them. So I'm aware of his journey, and I think we're all called to that same sort of journey that has to be guided by principles and by good intentions, but especially graced by the Spirit. So Advent for me this year has been a very good time of looking back over the last year and thinking of some fairly momentous things that happened for me, including a trip to Uganda with CAFOD, which for me was a great eye-opener, but one which was laced with all sorts of hope for people who are suffering. But I'm looking forward to the next year and trying to discover my priorities and see what it is that I want to try and improve on and make especially important in the year to come.